It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report. We've got a big change coming in the weather today. Temperatures are expected to take a nosedive ahead of some valley rain. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, you know, when I went out to work today, I went out without a hoodie, thought I was going to regret it. It's actually not too bad out right now. You can still kind of see the sunrise behind the clouds, but it's going to change a lot this afternoon. Highs are only expected to hit the mid-60s today. Then we're looking at a good chance of rain and thunderstorms in the valleys and even some mountain snow. And that's just going to ramp up tomorrow with highs only reaching the 50s tomorrow and Saturday. When all is said and done, KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says
the valleys could pick up a quarter to a half inch of rain. Some spots more, some spots less. It's just the nature of this system.
Things, though, should start to clear out on Saturday before temperatures gradually start to rise again heading into next week. Live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Great Salt Lake is the highest it's been in years, and it's expected to rise even more. The Utah Department of Natural Resources is holding a contest to see if anyone can guess the lake's peak elevation. The winner will get some swag from the department. A company that tested new algae bloom treatments at a Utah reservoir last summer says the results are encouraging.
Blue-green algae blooms can create dangerous toxins that can make people and animals sick and can even kill them. So in September of last year, the city called in Blue-green Water Technologies to use their new technology to clean up the blooms at Manoway Reservoir.
And our team of scientists treated the Manoway Reservoir using our floating algaecide. Called Lake Guard Oxy.
Jan Spin from Blue Green Water Technologies explained they use a hydrogen peroxide solution which creates stress on the colony and causes it to collapse. The other big benefit is that this is an environmentally friendly solution that removes carbon dioxide and leaves only water and oxygen molecules behind. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
People living in a holiday neighborhood are trying to figure out what's next after emergency responders say they were forced to detonate a collection of old, unstable dynamite inside a house. Robert Ilyasov lives next door to the house that's now gone.
Six windows need to be replaced. Potential roof, because when it exploded, it dumped a lot of debris, not only on our house, but it even made it further down in the neighborhood.
He and other people have been directed to make claims through their homeowner's insurance to cover the cost of the damages. The big question around the destroyed house is, who's going to pay for it? KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Yeah, Amanda, it turns out insurance policies don't often have a clause for covering house blown up by ancient dynamite. KSL News Radio reached out to the Utah Insurance Department, which oversees coverage plans in the state. They responded in a statement that, quote, hazardous materials are almost always excluded from a homeowner's or renter's policy unless the consumer brought an endorsement to cover them. In other words, it looks unlikely insurance will foot the bill for this place. There's also an exception many times for losses caused by a government agency. But because each plan is individualized, the department asks Utahns with questions about their coverage to put their own questions to an agent. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today about whether or not presidents have absolute immunity.
The High Court has never been asked to determine whether a former president deserves immunity from prosecution because before Donald Trump, no former president had ever been charged with a crime. Trump says presidents need protection from prosecution to weigh affairs of state without feeling constrained. But in February, a three-judge appeals court panel said if Trump has his way, former presidents would be, quote, above the law for all time thereafter.
Former President Trump's attorneys say without absolute immunity, a president will be hesitant to make hard decisions. The nation's economy slowed last quarter, growing at a rate of 1.6%, according to a report released last hour. Consumers have slowed their spending, and economists say it's a sign that high interest rates may be taking a toll on borrowing and spending. The U.S. Secretary of Energy will be in Utah today. Jennifer Granholm will be highlighting a new approach to strengthening power grid resilience and bringing clean power to more families and businesses. She is also expected to announce the latest efforts to expand the nation's transmission capacity. First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, we've got a lot of slow spots. I-15 and Sandy are getting worse now. We've got delays along Redwood Road going up to North Temple. We have a kind of an oil spill from a truck through that intersection causing delays. More delay now building on Mountain View on the west side of the Salt Lake Valley. And in Utah County, 2100 North and Lehigh getting pretty busy trying to approach I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Duchesne County Sheriff's Office released a composite sketch of a woman they've been trying to identify for more than 20 years. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Investigators found the woman's remains while executing a search warrant in the northwest part of the county in 2001. While they originally thought she may have been Native American, it was later discovered she was Hispanic, between 17 and 25 years old.
Investigators are hoping someone will recognize the woman through the sketch. You can see the sketch at KSLNewsRadio.com. Police say they've been unable to determine how an Iron County teacher died from head trauma in her home last year. A release from the Parowan Police Department says the patterns of injuries are not specific enough to determine the cause. Her case was originally investigated as an aggravated murder. The parent company of TikTok says they are ready to fight the U.S. government in court.
The popular social media platform could soon be forced to have new ownership or face a possible ban in the United States. On Wednesday, President Biden signed a foreign aid package that has a clause that could ban TikTok in the U.S. if the China-based company ByteDance doesn't part ways with its Chinese parent company within 180 days. Shouchu, the CEO of TikTok, says he will fight for the millions of users who use TikTok to express themselves.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side.
Shou says firewall protections are in place to protect users' data. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Chinese government says it intends to block any forced sale of TikTok by ByteDance. I'm Sue Aller.
Crews are working to reopen a large shipping channel at the Port of Baltimore after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Army Corps of Engineers General Scott Spellman says the next big challenge is clearing 5,000 tons of steel.
We're going to take that off with pressure cutting, small explosive charges, and we're going to cut that into manageable pieces. It's going to roll right into the river.
Once the large channel is open, it will allow about 80% of the cargo ship traffic in the port to resume. A lot of older people plan to stay on the job indefinitely.
For a growing number of older Americans, retirement is something their parents did. About a quarter of respondents age 50 and older to an AARP survey who are still working say they don't plan to ever quit. Some say they enjoy their jobs and they see no reason to leave them. But almost three quarters of respondents say they're worried about prices rising faster than their income. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A famous imprint of what looks like a rat in a Chicago sidewalk has been cut out and is getting a new home.
A portion of sidewalk in Chicago's North Side neighborhood of Roscoe Village has bared an imprint of a rat. It was discovered by a bigger audience when a Chicago comedian shared a photo of it on social media. City officials say the concrete around the rat is damaged and had to be replaced. A lot of work was done across the street from Georgina Ulrich's home.
Oh my gosh. All this for a rat imprint.
Some neighbors complained about the visitors. Some left coins and other items across the sidewalk. The square is now in storage.
Bye-bye, rat hole. You're going off to your new home somewhere else.
It's not clear where it will end up, and some neighbors think the imprint was caused by a squirrel. I'm Ed Donahue.
I wonder why that caught the public's attention so much. It's hard to figure out sometimes.